With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. There have been some major developments in two of Donald Trump's legal cases. We get more on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Late last week, a New York judge delayed Donald Trump's hush money criminal case. Jury selection was due to have begun later this month, but the criminal trial is being pushed back until mid-April after Trump lawyers said they needed more time to sift through new evidence. Meanwhile, in Georgia, the lead prosecutor in the former president's election interference case is out of a job. He resigned after the judge said either the DA or the prosecutor had to withdraw because of a romantic relationship. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The former president says he, not Joe Biden, is going to protect Social Security and warns of a bloodbath in a lot of ways if he loses in November. Mr. Trump, campaigning for Senate candidate Bernie Moreno in Ohio yesterday, says Social Security is in trouble. There'll be all kinds of trouble with the economy as well if he is not able to get back into the White House. Federal Reserve policymakers meeting this week amid questions about the central bank and when it will start throttling back on interest rates, if ever.
Most economists do not expect a rate cut this time around. There had been hope for a reduction as early as this month, but that hope has faded amid persistently stubborn inflation. Now, many analysts speculate the Fed will start scaling back the cost of borrowing by the end of June. Chairman Jerome Powell will announce the Fed's decision Wednesday afternoon. Also this week, an update on the housing market, reports on housing starts, building permits, and existing home sales, and the Index of Leading Economic Indicators is due Thursday. Rich Thomason reporting.
Police say an early morning shooting here in Washington, D.C. cost the lives of two people and left five others wounded in the hospital. This is SRN News. One NBA player boldly used a recent media appearance to urge people to repent and believe in Christ. 22-year-old Jaden Ivey of the Detroit Pistons shared his Christian faith bluntly when talking to reporters after a team victory.
First, I just want to say that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and to any of you know, the world that's hearing this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Jesus is coming back, and we all have to repent for our sins, and we have to put our faith in Jesus. He will come back when you least expect it, and you know it's time to wake up if you haven't put your faith in Jesus Christ.
The YouTube video of his post-game interview has been viewed more than 36,000 times. Clips of Ivy's comments have also been posted on Instagram and on TikTok. This is SRN News. The late Tony Bennett is being memorialized in a special way in San Francisco.
A cable car dedicated to the late Tony Bennett rolls past the landmark Fairmont Hotel, where the singer first performed the song that would forever tie him to San Francisco. On Valentine's Day last month, San Francisco officials dedicated one of the city's iconic cable cars to Bennett. His "I Left My Heart in San Francisco" included a line about the city where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. Bennett was a great friend to the cable cars and to San Francisco. Car 53 was being restored after an accident when the idea came up to dedicate it to Bennett. Keith Peters reporting.
Guess they just don't like tennis. A swarm of bees forced a nearly two-hour disruption to the quarterfinal tennis match between Carlos Alcaraz and Alexander Zverev in the BNP Paribas Open last week in Indian Wells, California. This is SRN News.